Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to
Mind Body Stuff.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Bernice.
How are you guys out there?
How are you out there?
How's everyone doing?
We're having a great time.
It's a great time.
Kind of like living in fear every day. That's nice. Kind of my first time with that.
It is.
Like I've always had free floating anxiety, which I'm kind of used to.
We all know this about you.
But I've never really thought of just long-term fear.
Right.
Long-term fear effects.
We have a little phrase in our family right now that is every day is Saturday, because it kind of feels like every day is Saturday. But after a few more days of this, I don't think every day is going to feel like Saturday anymore.
Saturday. It's kind of like Groundhog Day or something.
It's Saturday again. I'm still in my underwear.
Yeah. What are we doing now?
Uh-oh.
I know. And then I do things like I walk to the coffee shop.
Well, you shouldn't.
I know. I can't.
Here's what I'm sick of with you. I'm sick of the fact that you're posting all of these heinous, scary articles Facebook.
Articles from
about how you should be socially isolating, and you show up with a breakfast burrito and a coffee.
Breakfast burrito.
And not a coffee, a chai.
It's a London mist or a fog. But I'm supporting my local business, and it's takeout.
But then you're like, everyone, stay away, socially isolate. Except for me, because I really like my burritos.
Well, they're leaving the restaurants open for takeout.
Well, I know. So I'm also doing it. But I'm not posting all over Facebook about how we shouldn't be doing that.
Well, I'm just posting what they recommend. 10 people or less.
I love that it's live. So now, now we can't start it over.
Well, yeah. So I'm following the rules. Okay. I am only around 10 people or less.
Sure.
And I am supporting my local businesses because I love them.
Yeah.
And I did do some shopping, but that was on Friday prior to we got the full social isolation,
right.
I feel like.
Right.
So I did kind of know it was coming.
Right.
So then I went to some of the stores I knew would be closing and bought some things.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But how are you guys at home? Are you doing okay?
I see you guys are posting a lot and
everyone's on their phone.
Everyone's on I know. Can you guys not wait to see? Does your phone track the usage?
Oh, does it? With your time
on the thing. And so mine, like the last few weeks, was like, you're down 5 hours. And I'm like, uh-oh, this week's going to be bad.
Oh, no.
Because I ran out of batteries by noon. I'm like, why am I out of batteries? And I'm like, oh, because I'm on my phone the entire time. Yeah. So.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Well, anyways, we were going to talk about today just kind of what are we talking about?
We're talking about
the disappointment when things don't go the way you want
them
to go.
And how we're dealing with this.
And how we're dealing with
this. And how we're not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Although we probably shouldn't be used to it. But, I was talking to Kaylee about my mom grew up during World War II.
Right.
And so I talked to her the other day and she was like, well, this is just what we did.
They were just used to it. They've done this before.
They've done this before where things are kind of mandated, you know, where it's like, well, she grew up in Hawaii too, so they got bombed at Pearl Harbor, and then they thought they were going to get invaded right away by the Japanese. And so
they're in Hawaii.
They're in Hawaii. So there were patrols, and you had to do the blackout curtains.
Oh, whoa.
You had to put blackout curtains at night. You had to what is a blackout? But anyway, it made your house look that had no lights on.
Oh, sure.
So everyone had to do it, and then people were patrolling and busting you.
Whoa.
I see a light.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's scary.
And there was curfews. Everyone home at 10.
Well, San Francisco has a curfew. They have a 24-hour curfew.
San Francisco got the big lockdown.
They're on lockdown.
So they're trying to just save everybody.
My mom's been scuba diving in Indonesia.
And she didn't even really know, did she?
Well, she kind of knew when she left, but it wasn't really serious yet. But they've got to get them out now. They were going to fly through Singapore to get home, but you can only, I guess, fly through Singapore now if you are in quarantine for 2 weeks, but they're not going to stay at a hotel for 2 weeks in quarantine. So they're trying to get rerouted and get home early and blah, 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 blah.
So they don't have to quarantine. Listen to this. I don't know about you guys, but some of our friends came home 2 days ago from Spain.
Yeah.
España. And they weren't told to quarantine.
Oh.
They are quarantining because they were just in Spain.
But they
just,
weren't told to.
Nobody said a word to them.
Whoa.
Is that crazy?
Whoa.
Like, don't you think, like, if you're getting off the plane or... I just figured there's going to be, like, some sort of, like, email you would get or...
Yeah, like...
Welcome back from Spain.
Here's what we suggest or recommend or require that you do.
Nothing. No one said anything. So they are quarantined themselves by choice because they know they've been in a high-risk area.
Right.
But... You know, nobody told them to do it.
Yeah, that is wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And Spain's like exploding right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they just left.
Yeah. Wow.
So I don't know. Like, I feel like when my mom was young, let me go back.
Let's talk about mommy some more.
Mommy. But there was like martial law or whatever. So then you had to like, you know, there was just like rules. Like, this is what you have to adhere to during this time of war. Now, it's so, like Kaylee and I were talking about this the other day, it is war, but with a virus.
Right.
But it feels so different.
But how great that the whole world has the same enemy. All of people.
Yes,
we're
it's not like.
Against each other.
Right. Good point.
Which I think is a kind of a beautiful thing that we all are going through something together as a human family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when the last time, I don't know, like I would love to hear people's thoughts, when the last time the entire human family went through something together.
Right.
Where it wasn't against anyone or against a people or, you know, Yeah, but it's like all of us have this thing that we're all in it together.
And it's not a human. Yeah, and that makes it hard for us a little bit, I think, because we're more used to like, well, and then we fight, you know, Bob or whatever. Right. Or Joan.
Joan.
Not you, Joan, but other Jones.
Not you, Bob.
Other Bobs.
Other Bobs. And
other Joneses. I'm Jonesing. But, you know, it's so, cause I, you know, when you have that kind of, that focus, like we're fighting these people.
Right. Yeah.
Cause you're clear that that's who you're fighting, but now we're not fighting a human. We're fighting a virus.
Yeah.
And we don't really know what that means or what it looks like. You know, we're kind of like, well, what is that?
Right.
And it's, you can't see it.
No, you don't.
It's not like, well, the bombs.
It's invisible.
The bombs are coming tomorrow.
Or
so
there's
we're all
the
like,
bad guy running towards you. You're like, I don't know. Is it here? Is it there?
You hear the
you
bomb siren and you're like, everyone died. You know,
is it on you?
It might be on me.
Is it on me? I don't know. Is it on my computer?
We don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. So that's kind of wild. But I think one of the big things that it's teaching us is how to deal with uncertainty.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Because we like to be in control. We like to know. We like to have all the answers.
What's my plan for the week? Even week, I'm having
a
hard
time. Well, for me, I'm like, this is great. You know, I mean, I am very fortunate that I know I'm not going to go hungry. I'm not going to lose my job from this. There are many, many people who can't say the same. And so my heart goes out to them. For me, you know, it's just a lot of time. A lot of time at home. And I really am going to miss the bars and restaurants because when I'm, you know, it's kind of like, we're just hanging out at home. But now it's like.
But now we are at home.
Now we are at home.
Right.
It's not like you're on vacation because for a while it kind of felt like, ooh, we'll just be on vacation for a week.
Right.
But now I'm like, oh, it's not really vacation if I can't go meet a friend and go have a drink or go grab breakfast somewhere. Then I'm like, well, that's not very fun.
I know. And then how about when they took all the chairs and tables away?
Oh, yeah. They're like, you are not allowed
here. It was crazy. Like I'm sure it happened to everyone around the country. But here, it was just like one day I went in and then everyone's just taking the chairs and tables out. And then they're cleaning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cleaning everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere
it's like, cleaning.
You know what? It was really sad. We have an Irish bar in town and we drove by yesterday and it was all shut down and they had their just cute little like shamrocks in the window. Their decorations were up, but like the bar was shut down.
For St. Patrick's
Day. And that, I mean, I'm really good friends with a girl who used to manage a huge Irish bar in town and, like, it's insane how much money they would bring in on that one day. So just thinking about, you know, like
that
all these bars,
loss.
We're like, oh, thank God. Here we go. We're going to have St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up, you know? But there are a lot of people who are going to be really devastated by this. So, I mean, that breaks my heart.
Oh, yeah.
And the uncertainty of, like,
how long?
When do we get to go back to work?
I know.
Mean, we're here right now.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice.
I kind of like it because it's quiet.
Well, you always like to be here when no one's here.
I love being here.
You're such an introvert. Like, yay, no one's here. I'll have my tea and I'll just sit in the office and I'll do my spreadsheets and fill out certificates. I love it.
I know, I spend like 5 hours alone.
I know.
My husband's like, where were you? I'm like, I was at the studio. No one's there.
I know. I'll be like, where are you? At the studio. I'm like, why are you at the studio right now? I don't know.
My time.
No one was there.
No one was there. It's quiet.
My special.
They're always trying to put music on. You know, like these people like music. Like, what's the deal? But I can't. I get totally distracted by music.
She likes to dance and I like music.
They're just playing music and then all of a sudden I just get hooked on the words and I'm kind of like, he's running through the woods, coming for your computer. And I'm like, and then everyone's like, yeah, turn the music off now. Because I totally just zone away from my work. And then suddenly I'm like,
ha, no, she ha, can't ha, focus at all.
Jumpy, 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 jumpy.
Why does it say Julie wants to be in our live video?
I have no idea what that means.
Julie,
no.
How are we supposed to let you into this video?
No.
You think we know how to do that?
We barely figured
we
this out.
We don't even know how to do this.
Just so you guys know, the camera
Somebody
is
help.
Propped up by three books. One of them says, Yogi, Tips for Yourself.
That's and not what it says. It says, by Philip Self. Oh my God. They're all my yoga books.
And there's a man
balancing crow pose.
On his...
No, it's called crow pose.
Whatever. He's balancing on his hands. Where are his feet? Oh, his knees are propped against his elbows. Anyway, he looks kind of like a crow, a type of bird. Only
that's
on his
why
hands.
It's called that.
Anyway, that's what you're propped up on right now. So enjoy.
And then we have a candle in the front and then we have a candle right here.
We have a candle. No, we have a...
Julie, we can't let you in. I don't know what you want from us
I think
right
that's
now.
What I'm saying. I think she pushed the wrong button.
Oh.
She pushed the wrong button. But look, we have a crystal. Look at this crystal.
She doesn't like crystals.
Don't
She's
lick
making
it.
Fun of it. She's trying to put it in her mouth. She thinks me and Julie and Lindy are crazy. Yet you also think that you are a bird.
I'm not a bird.
You think your ancestors are birds. So who's crazy now?
Well, they are.
Okay.
I talked to a cat yesterday.
I'm sure you did.
And I did, and it liked me a lot.
She texts me every morning.
Didn't like me at first.
I talked to the owls last night.
They come to my window. They're lonely.
They're like,
everyone's having a hard time.
Sister?
They're having trouble.
Sister, are you in there?
Are you socially isolated? I'm like, ooh, 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 ooh.
I feel
ooh. That's
so
how they say.
Unisolated in my home.
Oh,
I feel
yes.
I am not I have heard the word mom so many times today.
Mama.
I'm like, can I go into isolation, please? Anyone?
I know all the moms are saying that you moms out there because, you know, we're just not used to having the kids around.
Which
24/7.
Is a sad thing to
that
say.
That is kind of an odd thing.
I mean, that's a. I've been sitting with.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, wow. What do you do now? What are the projects?
What are the projects?
And
I'm going
like,
to have to figure out
we're
how to
do art today.
Next week.
I'm like, art.
This week we're doing nothing because this week is spring break. So I'm like, we don't have to do
that's
anything.
That's actually good.
This is.
It is spring break.
This is spring
for
break.
For us, it is anyway.
We don't have to do anything. But next week, we've got to get back to reading.
Oh, yeah.
And math.
Well, they have stuff for kindergartners?
Yes.
They'll make kindergartners do
she
stuff?
She can't get behind.
Will she get
her peers cannot read better than her. Will she pass? Will she get a plus or a check mark?
A plus or a minus?
No, no, no.
No, no minuses. Do they do minuses too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah, they do minuses.
Security.
Anyways, what are we talking about?
We're talking about
uncertainty.
Uncertainty.
How we sit with fear. And I really think we should talk about I don't know. I think that there are so many great lessons to all of this.
There are. I mean, we have to be careful, of course, before we do reframes because I don't really know what's going to happen. You know, it's kind of like that weird feeling of like, what's going to happen? Because
it's a good point.
I feel like everyone's like, this is what's going to happen. Like you're reading everything. Don't you think? Like, it's like, you know, and then this will happen.
I'm not reading everything.
I
don't read the news.
That's why
I'm ignorant.
So anyway, I'm reading the news, but and so all the experts are saying, and then this will happen and this will happen.
I learn all my news from your hysteria that you post.
I just post like regular articles.
And
so
then
I'm not posting
them,
weird articles.
Like, and then this happened. I'm like, oh my God.
This happened and then this happened. But then I'm like, well, when does it happen? But I'm sure it's happening. I don't want to be ignorant. I'm sure it is happening, and it's happening in other countries right now. So I think there is going to be a lot of growth out of this, but there's going to be a lot of pain out
there's
of this,
There's going to be a ton
too.
Of pain. There's going to be a ton of pain.
So it's kind of like when you're in the middle of a hurricane, you know, and the hurricane's starting, and then you're like, it's going
to
be great.
You're like, we got to rebuild our society. Yeah. Right. First, we have to watch it all just crumble around
to the ground. Right. Yeah. And it's like, oh, that's
no. I'm sorry. I always want to reframe. I'm like, but
then it's the
part of our spiritual evolution. And isn't it amazing?
And the reframe
sorry
is
about
good.
Your job.
Yeah, sorry about your job and your kids and
I know,
your houses or but it is good to sort of because when people are in fear and in panic mode, it's good to if we can keep in mind that there are that this isn't forever.
No, it's not forever.
Because I heard my husband and his business partner the other day talking. They're like, "Well, that's it, I guess."
Oh,
they're really? Like, "I guess it's the end."
Well, I do. I feel really bad for business owners who. A, are really relying on their business to support their family.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really the case with Ula.
Doesn't.
Someday, maybe.
I've gotten very rich from Ula, by the way.
Yeah.
Very rich. Yeah, I have. It's been
I've
amazing.
Seen your pay stubs. but there are some people who, I mean, it is. This is, and you don't get, you can't file for unemployment as a business owner.
No,
So you're kind of like, well, what? I mean, think about all the new businesses. Let's say you put all of your savings and, you know, whatever, you open up this new business last month. Then what?
Right, exactly. I was just thinking about the people that just opened. Like, there's a cookie store that just opened in town. And,
yes.
You know.
Well, I'm sure you still shop there, so.
I haven't been there yet.
Go today.
I know, my
God. Appreciate your
maybe
business.
I'll go.
but I mean, yeah, I went. Yesterday was Piper's birthday, and I went and got breakfast. No, not yesterday, the day before, because I have no idea.
We have no idea what day it is.
But I went and got a breakfast donut for her birthday, and it's a new business. I think it opened last summer.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And I mean, there were a couple of us in there, but of course you can't stay and eat. You just have to get your stuff and go. And, I was just saying like, how are you? She's like, I'm okay. And I just said, well, I'll be thinking about you in the next few weeks. And she said, thank you so much. And she's like, thanks for coming in. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. So, I mean, it's this balance of like, what is socially irresponsible in terms of the virus and what is like, how do we support each other so we don't get to this place where we are totally devastated when we get out of it, you know,
right.
And people are like, well, I can't open back up. Like, you know, I just can't open back up. Like I had to pay rent for these months
right.
And you know, we made no money. And I know everyone's like trying to figure things out and doing gift cards and stuff. But I mean, I'm concerned about that.
And I love how some people said, suspend your rents, you know,
right.
Suspend mortgage payments if you can.
Right. Right.
But of course it's just a really tough time. I mean, and I don't feel like we don't have anything to go back on to say like, well, the last time it happened.
Uh-huh. That's a good point.
I always, for me with fear, sometimes I say that's okay because I know last time it went like this
right.
Or so-and-so told me it was like this.
Right.
But I feel like we don't know. And so there's nothing to fall back on in that sense. Like, what will it be like?
Let's ask mommy.
Yeah.
Mom. Always the answer.
Yeah.
Well, mommy says.
Mommy says you better stock up on food. I used to always wonder, I was telling Kaylee, why she has so much food. I mean, this is now a 95-year-old woman who lives alone. And she monitors her stock weekly. She goes and she has a list. She's
no,
like,
she doesn't.
She does. And she goes, two ketchups. We need one more.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well.
Does your mom even eat ketchup? I can't imagine her eating ketchup.
She eats it for when we come. Like, she saves it.
For when you come.
Oh, yeah. It's all, like, you know. Mm. And then the baggies and the garbage bags.
Mm.
She's like, I have two of the gallon. I'll need one more of those gallon bags. Packages.
Packages.
It's kind of, it's, then I thought, this lady's out of her blue.
But she's lived through something like this.
She lived
through World War II.
World War II and rationing. And
yeah.
Now, and also she was born before the Depression.
Oh, sure.
So there must have been some knowledge
yeah, she
with that.
Known,
she was
yeah.
young, but there was knowledge. There was, you know, I'm sure it's something like our
well,
kids
Well, energy,
feeling.
Too. That Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We kind of absorb it.
Yeah. I'm wondering about our kids. Like, Huxley has been crying more easily. And mm-hmm. although I'm not really, I don't think Rob and I have a lot of fear. Like,
no.
Fear is not how I would describe how I'm feeling about this. Like, I wouldn't say I'm stressed or fearful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just kind of like, this is wild.
What's happening?
But I'm not like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, and I'm not sharing that. If I feel that way, I'm not sharing.
But I think Huxley's tapping into the collective.
She must
I think
be.
She's really well, sensitive to they, energy.
And children are very aware when things go out of pattern.
Yeah.
They love predictability.
Oh, they love it.
Then I go here, and then we get,
oh, yeah.
And then after school, we get a donut, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They get, they and then we go to bed at 7.
Right. They know? Love it.
They love it. They,
like, even me coming here today, I'm like, okay, you guys, I got to go to work. And, oh, hi, you guys.
Hi, everybody.
It's so fun when I actually stop and see what's going on.
I've been
in
looking
here.
At it off and on.
Joby!
Where you at? Allie!
But what was I saying? Oh, even when I said I had to come here
for work,
Hudson was like, what? You have to go to work? You know, because it's just like we've been home together for so many days now.
Yeah, and then suddenly that pattern gets changed.
Yeah, and then it's like, wait, what?
And then they become, it's stressful because it's like, why is the pattern changing? Mm-hmm. They don't know why, but they're wondering why it is. Like, why isn't it consistent?
A sad thing is that Piper doesn't get her birthday party.
Oh, no.
And
she just turned 3.
I always do those animal cakes, but I didn't do it on her birthday because we were planning to have her party this weekend, you know?
Well, so you're going to do it this weekend.
Well, I was going to have her birthday party this weekend, but I don't think we will anymore.
But you can still make an animal cake.
I think I'll make it like tomorrow, maybe.
Oh, perfect. I love that.
Yeah.
So that at least they have the consistency
of like,
at least
she feels like she
gets
her
animal cake.
Animal cake.
And it's still special.
Yeah.
Even without the people.
Even with nobody around.
Nobody around. Yeah. And then... Yeah. You know, I don't know about you guys with your kids, but like I have a 13-year-old in 7th grade, and he's just kind of like, well, when does it end?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's weird not to be able to give an answer.
Yeah.
And
we just don't know. It's so weird not to know.
I know. And then they're dependent on you. Like, well, just tell me when.
But it is really interesting to think about how control does make us feel safe.
Yes. Oh,
like,
good point.
It's like control equals safe in our minds. Because
yes.
Like, it's fine. This is under control. I know.
We're like,
at least
ants.
I know the controls.
We're like I'm working.
We're going to be like this until this day. Then we're like, fine. I got it.
Yeah.
But I think this is making us sit with a lot of like unknowns.
Yes. Uncertainty.
There's so much uncertainty. And I think almost that is scarier than the reality of it in a way, because we just don't know.
I totally agree with that. Because if we knew.
If people said.
Yes.
Here's your crystal ball.
Yes.
You're going to be living like this until May 7th. You're like, got it.
I'm on it.
I can live like this till May 7th. But let's say we live like this till May 7th, but not knowing how long we're going to live like this, every day is probably going to have a lot more anxiety to it than if we had an end date.
Yes.
The situation could be exactly the same of how we live, our daily routine, everything could be equal, but just not knowing, it's going to make us feel totally different.
Oh, yeah. And it's just totally weird.
But we've got to let go and let God.
Let go and let God. That's exactly right.
I mean, we're not in control. We have this
false sense
of control.
You owe me a Coca-Cola.
I don't drink Coke.
Is that what people say?
Oh, yeah. I owe you.
You owe me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Jinx.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Because that's what say? Julie says that all the time.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Oh. Hmm.
I do Coca-Cola, but not very often. I did make my own homemade iced tea, which I've been drinking at home. And sometimes I've been drinking too much of it. I don't know about you guys, because I'm home alone.
Well, when you're at home, you're kind of like,
I'll have another sip of iced tea. And then suddenly I'm like, oh, it's real good. I'll have some more iced tea. And then by about 4 o'clock, I'm kind of like, everyone move aside. We got a vacuum. And I'm like, why do I feel so tense? You know, I just get all, I almost called you yesterday because I was like, I've drank in half a pitcher of iced tea on my own.
Oh, that would be.
And then I get tense, and then I get kind of grumpy, and then sad. Like,
oh, yeah.
My house is a mess. I tried to vacuum the downstairs for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the iced tea. I'm on the iced tea.
She's on it.
And I suddenly go into a corner, and I'm like, this corner is heinous.
I've been deep cleaning every day. I'm like, okay, this is my room. I'm going to go through this room and like, whatever, clean it out. But Rob, oh God, Rob.
Uh-oh.
Oh God, Rob.
Our dear spouses. Dear spouses.
But he came to the realization. He goes, oh my God, this means I'm going to clean out the shop. I'm like, you're going to clean out the shop.
Goodness. I got to tell Mike that.
Yeah. Be like every single day,
I
we
love
do like
that.
One room of the house. Like
I love
went
that.
Through the girls' bedroom yesterday. Well, I did 2 bedrooms yesterday, cleaned out closets, everything.
That's
but
good.
Soon enough, we're going to get to Rob's parts of the house.
Oh. I gotta tell Mike. I went down into our whatever the room is where the heater is.
The room. Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
Room.
How, what does an owl say?
Who?
That same room. Sound.
Room. 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 Room.
Room.
Room. Room.
Don't make it so long. Room.
Room. You mean my speech coach? The room.
No, you're good at
who speaking. Says room? Room.
The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain.
The rain in Spain.
Spain. I the rain stain. In the stain.
The rain is stain and all is in the plane. I stained it on the plane.
I'm sure you did stain it on the plane.
I did stain it on the plane. I went down to the room.
Well, we just
room.
Lost 16 viewers just
whatever.
Now.
Where are they? Where's the number of viewers? Oh, right there. You come back. Don't run off. Room is good. That's a good word.
That you did it.
Room.
That was pretty
room.
Good.
Room. But we went down to the heating room. Room.
Room.
The poor heater. Is it called a heater? What's the thing called? That
is it called
the
a
heat
heater?
Comes out of it. You know, and it heats your whole house. What's that thing? You know, and it's
is
all.
Is it called a heater? The thing that the heat comes out
of? Is that it's what it's called? Like a, you know, the heater. Anyway, I don't care. But it was covered in dust down there.
Uh-oh. Fire hazard.
Like dust. Like it's sucking up dust. We're like, why does Ray have breathing problems?
God.
Maybe because there's dust in the air.
Like. Furnace?
Furnace, that's the word.
Furnace.
Cool star. Cool. Furnace. There's a dot. Like, I touch things. It's, I mean, like this thick in dust.
Gross.
I'm going to vacuum it today at the shop back. But these are the things you don't know.
Hyped them on her iced tea.
Did my hair with it yesterday.
Your hair looks permy today.
Well, because I washed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I didn't dance.
I'm used to seeing you sweaty.
I haven't danced in so long. I don't even sweat anymore.
I don't sweat. I do is eat now.
All I do is eat. Did you see that on the? Did you guys see that on the internet recently? Where
on the internet?
Did you guys see that on the internet? Where the lady was like, it was an older lady, and they're like, "What are you going to do with social isolation?" And she was like, "Well, I guess I'm going to bake some, and then I'm going to eat some, and then I'm going to get fat." Good.
That is funny.
And I'm like, exactly.
I was just thinking how we really need to, this is such a great time for us to work on our social media game, because we could have maybe promoted yesterday that we were going to do this, a live video for our podcast. Like that could have been maybe something cool. We
That's
promote.
Actually a great
but then
idea.
We're like, hey, Lindy, how do we do a live Instagram?
Right when we started today.
And then we're like, hey, can we go live in like literally 8 minutes? We're like, sure, here we go.
Yeah, we're
dumb. We're so dumb.
Well, we spend a lot of time choreographing.
No, we don't.
I spend a lot of time. Oh, I don't. But we don't spend a lot of time on social media, which we should.
I have just decided that I need to, I'm going to take some of this time to figure out to get my
Social media.
Because if we're not hanging out, then it's social media.
Yeah, this is how we're going to
do
it.
So this is my chance. This is like, Kaylee, figure out your social media. I also have a big ask for you guys out there. You're on Instagram.
A big ask. I also have a big ask.
I also have a big ask.
I'm like, wow, for you. She's so confident after the whole social isolation insert.
I have a big ask.
I like that.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I have a big ask, though. I
ask.
Want... That's what I said.
Oh,
they
so it
get
sounds
it
like
now.
Ask, but anyway, ask.
They understand.
Okay.
Ask.
Ask.
I have a big ask.
What's okay. your big ask?
Well, those people aren't necessarily on Instagram, but those people are on Instagram.
Who are? Where are you pointing?
I watch the camera. No, that's not a camera. The
that's
microphone.
A microphone.
They may not be on Instagram. Those people we know are on Instagram.
Hi, everybody.
We're trying to get more on Instagram. I just think it's a good business move. So if you could follow my personal
look account, at Chelsea Dotson.
Kaylee.
I too have a big ass. Thank you, Chelsea.
You got a great
I love,
ass.
I love
Chelsea.
Your ass.
We love your ass.
Yeah.
I totally heard ass.
You heard ass
Brooke,
too. Brooke, thank
I said
you.
Ask.
She said, it's a big ass. I have a big ass for
I
you.
A big ass.
Ask.
I'll twerk for you right now if you want.
No, don't, please.
Come on.
No, no, no.
I've been doing it to Piper. Piper is such a little weirdo, my little middle child. The other day I was doing some, and I'm not going to, actually. I feel
you
embarrassed.
No, you should. You started, and now
No. And she loves it when I twerk.
Oh, she does?
Oh, yeah. She loves it. She thinks it's so funny.
Aww.
So anyways, she's going to be wild. She just is like a wild,
but what
wild
was your
baby.
Big ask?
Oh, my big ask is to please follow me, my personal account, kaylee.ula on Instagram. I've got to figure out how to be better with social media. And follow Ula Fitness and comment. My problem with Instagram is I feel like we have such great conversations in our Facebook community, and everyone participates and talks and shares. And then
do it. I'll move out of the way. There are candles in the way.
I'm gonna light my ass on fire. It's hot. Look at the sound waves.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You just ruined the podcast.
I did not. You made me yell like that.
I did not make you yell.
Well, you made me excited.
You are responsible for your reactions.
In my room.
Your reactions are not my responsibility.
You're talking to Mrs. Ultimatum.
Yeah, you do give a lot of ultimatums. But anyways, trying to work on social media, trying to figure out our online presence.
Kaylee.ula.
Kaylee.ula.
Is the social Instagram. On Instagram.
Are you going to do anything about social media?
I'm all like,
or are you just going to post pictures of Duke all the time?
People love pictures of dogs and babies.
I know. Dogs and babies. I do the babies. You do the dog.
I do the dog. But pretty soon I get to do a baby.
Oh, she does.
Because I had a baby. Well, I didn't have a baby. I look good. No. My daughter had a baby last night.
St. Patty's Day baby.
St. Patty's Day baby. Joe's in the hospital with baby Theo right now.
Baby Theo. I thought I saw our Theo just join. Theo, are you in here?
Theo.
Yeah. I love Duke. Yeah, Theo, you got another Theo.
Yeah, you got another Theo. Your name inspired another human being. So
he's real cute, too.
He was born. She had an emergency C-section. It's a sad time for us because of the virus.
You guys get this.
They wouldn't let anyone else in, just one person. I can't go.
She can't see her daughter or her new grandbaby until they come home from the hospital.
Yeah, I can't see them. And she had an emergency C. She was on Pitocin. He was over 9 pounds, and she couldn't push him out. And he was facing posterior. So anyway, the doctor cut him out, and he, of course, from the stress, pooped in her uterus and inhaled it. Theo, does that happen to other Theos? No. Because.
Theo.
Any
experience
with that? Is that normal?
Theo,
do you often poop and then inhale it? Because that's what baby Theo did. He pooped and inhaled it. And then he was born with a slight fever. And so they whisked him away to the NICU, but he's doing way better. He's clearing out his poop from his lungs. And she got to do skin to skin today for a little while. And we're super, super excited.
But it's grandma.
I'm a grandma.
What are they going to call you?
I haven't thought of it yet. It hasn't come to me.
Okay.
I have to ask the owls.
Who? Who?
They go, who? 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 It's good stuff, folks. This is a nature show. Don't you know that? Pay attention. How do you call in cravens? Ravens. Cravens. There's no word. There's not a craven. How do you call in ravens?
Why are we talking about ravens now?
I don't know. I went off on the owl thing.
Oh.
Anyway, it was it's tough at the hospital. And then listen to this. They were thinking of not even allowing anyone in. That the women were going to have to birth alone.
I thought they are doing that.
Well, the nurses in OB in delivery petitioned.
Oh, did they? Oh, good.
They all got together. They told Joe yesterday. It wouldn't affect Joe, but Joe was just worried about it.
The moms.
And they said we petitioned, and they are the only area of the hospital where they're letting an extra person in is in OB. One person.
Oh, that's good.
So, but no one else can bring anyone.
That was like breaking my heart.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah.
Although I hated my husband while I was delivering my babies, I still wanted him there.
Yeah, you still want someone there. Like, hello.
Yeah.
Anyone out there?
Hello.
Hello.
Turn your phone off.
I thought she couldn't hear that.
Yeah. Hear it.
Guys can't hear it. It's just like a very mild beeping. Very, very mild throbbing.
Very mild throbbing?
Yes.
Where is it?
It's on the floor behind me.
No. Okay.
It's in a private area. That's how we do our podcast.
Did you sanitize it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so, God.
Now, how do we, what are we talking about now?
Do you guys have any questions? Do you want to ask?
Oh, yeah, you can send us questions. I'm actually having a 16-year-old driving so I can watch. Oh, that's job. Awesome.
No questions.
No questions. That's fine. We didn't want it anyway.
We're bored too.
Do you know how to call on a raven? A craven? No, you
how
don't.
How do you do it?
Well, there's no cravens. That's not a word.
Julie might know. Aren't those ravens on her arm? Or are those crows? Are they something crows like or ravens?
Well,
on your arm. Julie, are you watching anymore?
What is the difference between a crow and a raven is what I want to know. Who knows that?
Science nerds out there, help us.
What's the difference between a crow and a raven?
I shouldn't say science nerds.
No, that's very sad.
Rob would know.
Mm. Well, Rob's not watching. I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob doesn't even know what Instagram is.
Ew, Instagram.
He hates social media.
All the kids are on TikTok. TikTok.
Da-na-na.
He has a lot. They're all short videos, and they're like all kind of pretending to sing songs and stuff.
I would love TikTok.
I mean, I think we could all do that.
That's okay. We like to be called nerds. That's a compliment. I know.
Aren't ravens giant? I think ravens are bigger.
Ravens are bigger than crows?
Julie
obviously got bored of us.
I think ravens are
the raven
bigger.
Is the one with the smartest. Oh, raven is one of the smartest animals
on the planet. Oh, no. I love ravens.
Oh, their beak is what's different.
Oh, their beak
crows
is what's
travel
different.
Travel in large groups. Look at how smart you guys are.
Ravens?
Julie just writes.
Are in pairs.
Yes.
Whatever Julie thinks. Yes. What does that mean? Yes.
My fitness center is offering half hour lunchtime group X classes. I'm planning to do ULA. Any tips for half hour classes?
Oh great idea.
Thanks
great
for getting
question.
Us off the...
Wait, what type
let's
of
hear
bird?
A call again real quick. This
that sounds like a raven.
Computer, you
that's
guys.
Good. I'm
that's
pretty, good.
Pretty funny. No. Half hour classes. Yes. Oh, for hospital employees. Oh, awesome. Well, I would focus on...
The curve.
The class curve. But just take out some of your transitions. Take out some of the transitions on either end, I would say. You can kind of hop right into cardio pretty quickly.
We did that just recently.
We did it recently. The hardest part is to get the story all in there, you know, because we never want to go like too quickly into some of those bigger emotions. And we've got to make sure that we get us out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think linking the story is mm-hmm. maybe one of the hardest parts about making a 30-minute class. But if you're kind of just like, you know what, we're just going to keep it a little lighter,
mm-hmm.
maybe
you know,
not do
short.
Like the Jekyll and Hyde stuff.
Yeah, that might be too much for a 30-minute.
Especially if people are at a hospital and I don't know, maybe they need to get it out.
It depends on your group and kind of what you want too and what you think your group would want. But you can, you know, you could definitely make like a empowerment one.
Yeah, have a theme.
Yeah, have a theme. That helps a lot.
I would think that the theme would help tell the story really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of easier to make that 30-minute playlist.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love that idea.
That's fun. That's good. Good for you.
We love that.
The 30-minute playlist. The story is so important. I know. The story is important. But what do we want to focus on about the story? The empowerment. I still think it's really important to give people a safe space to express the emotions that are harder. Like,
yes.
You know?
You just don't want to spend too much time in them. Because you only have 30 minutes.
Right. But what song, like Walk Me Home?
Walk Me Home's a great song.
That's a great
song.
One.
Brave.
Fearless.
Fearless.
Brave. What's the other one we do right now?
Happiness.
Oh, no.
Happiness.
Oh, no. What's the other one?
What other one?
What are the two hard ones? Oh, Bulletproof.
Bulletproof. Love Bulletproof. And that's a nice, it also they feel like they're getting a good workout at the same
well,
time
they have
that
so,
they're expressing
we've got all
themselves.
This energy and anxiety and stress and fear stuck inside our body right now. So do the physical exertion is really healthy to just move that stuff through. So
Wild Horses, someone put.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
Oh, yeah,
song.
I forgot about
that
song.
One forever. Yeah, no, that's a great question.
Oh, you love the candle on the, yes, that was Kaylee's idea, the candle and the crystal.
Well,
that's
you know,
nice.
We're yeah. setting the mood.
That's right. Setting the mood.
And it's inspiring.
Yeah, and we need to feel inspired at times like this, I think.
Well, you have to use your tools. Did you guys, watch, you should love Lizzo. I'm sure we all love Lizzo in here. But she just did like a meditation hour with Lizzo, and she was like playing the flute, and she had all her crystals out, and her Palo Santo, and she was like, I don't know, talking to us and playing. It was really cool.
I love how it was Lizzo, too, how she's like, now she's like, okay, so here we go into the meditation. She's like, like, I could see, like, she's like, let me get there. Come on.
Yeah.
I love that it was so her.
Yeah, you know? Totally her.
And my husband was listening. He was putting a puzzle together, as we do, because of all our time off. Like, let's do a bunch of puzzles. But he could hear her on the thing. He didn't see her, but he was like, wow, that sounds great. She sounds great. Like, all the things she was saying was so great. And that's kind of the stuff we need right now. We need inspiration.
We need our tools, too. Like, what are your tools that make you feel grounded, that make you feel centered, that make you feel safe, that make you feel inspired? Like, what are your tools?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we can forget all of those in times like this.
No, and it's easy to get put off track it's unfamiliar territory.
And you're like, this is a new schedule. When do I focus on my self-care? When do I focus on this? You know, like, at least for me, having those children around all the time, I'm like, oh gosh, I realize that I really need my time alone. Even if it's just driving from my house to the studio, like, that I have all of these like little 5-10 minute resets built into my day that I realize I'm not getting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not getting any like 5 minute span to myself.
Right.
And it throws me off.
Yeah, you gotta get, if that's necessary for me, your like mental health,
need alone time every day.
Make sure you try and work that in to your schedule.
Yeah, totally.
So that even if we're off schedule, we're trying to give ourselves some sort of framework to live in this new normal for now.
Couple things people are asking for too. Group meditation for the ULA community. Well, funny you should ask. We are actually going to record Auntie BB's right here doing a meditation.
Yep.
So we're going to post that.
I wrote it yesterday.
We're going to post it somewhere. We'll let you guys know. Tomorrow, we are going to do a live ULA 1 class. I'll lead us through a live ULA 1 class.
Do we know what time it's going to be tomorrow? We don't.
I think 9:30. It's just my regular time.
So 9:30 that week. But I want to make sure that everyone knows.
9:30 Mountain Standard Time.
Mountain Standard Time. So if you're on the East Coast. 8:30
on the West Coast. Blah, 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 blah. You guys know.
Yeah.
And then Friday, we're actually going to do a live ULA class with the new song, Dua Lipa's Physical. Let's get physical. Whatever comes after that.
I don't remember.
So we'll be doing live classes Thursday and Friday. Our online studio is stocked. We're trying to do this as much as we can.
Oh, and that class on Friday is at 9:30 too.
Everything is 9:30.
Friday, 9:30, Mountain Standard Time.
Mountain Standard Time.
Mountain in your room.
In your room. You can dance with us in your room. You can crow like a crow.
In my room. That was beautiful.
Okay, whatever that was nice. So one of the things I've been asking myself too is like, how can we continue to serve you guys? What are we even doing? You know, like, I have existential crises all the time, as you all know this about me. Like, who am I? What am I doing? But part of what I'm asking is like, who are we to you? Who is ULA to you? Like, how can ULA still be something that supports you, inspires you, makes you feel connected, makes you feel alive, makes you feel? How can we still do this for you and with you when we're in isolation? So obviously we've got this going. We're going to do the live classes, the online studio. What else can we do? So
we'll do more of this. This is fun.
Beach Boys.
That's that song I did.
In my room. Oh, I thought you made it up.
No, that's a, I know, I wish I did. Jeez, I'd make $1 million. What a good song. Wow. Hello. I'm a songwriter.
In my room.
In my room. I don't know what happens after that.
But when surfer boys sing In My Room, it's kind of enticing.
Pretty darn nice. Had a few of those in my day.
You have. She's a surfer girl. And she's very beautiful. That helps too. And you dated men from...
From
New
where?
Zealand.
Whatever. It's boring. A lot of men.
I think there were a lot.
Not now, though, because we're in social isolation.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
I've turned a new leaf. Turned a new leaf. New leaf. And that's what I'm working on. You too? Excellent. Good job.
Great. So let us know let us know what we can do.
We love you guys.
Oh, we love you so much. Yeah, I don't see many of you anyways, but I really do love you.
Oh, Live Ula Kids. Someone wants a Live Ula Kids. That's a great idea, too.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah. There are kids classes on our online studio. It is one of the categories of kid. There are kids classes, so you can find that there. And don't forget, the first 2 weeks of our online studio are free. So I don't know if this will get us through all of this, but it'll get us at least 2 weeks into this isolation. Well, I hope the podcast people don't feel left out. Sorry,
no, we're not any more focused on you guys. We love you, podcast people.
We love you, podcast people.
Yeah, we love you, and thank you so much for listening. We love you. And just look, because we'll start doing it more live, the podcast. And so if you want to watch us while we're doing it, you can too, podcast people.
I love to watch you while you're doing it. I'm sorry. I'm inappropriate right now.
We love you, podcast people. I'm like, I'm on turn.
I know. It's odd. Okay, we love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
And then tune in tomorrow for Ula One and on Friday for Live Ula.
Okay.
Bye. Mwah. Love
stay
you.
Sane, stay safe,
stay
hopeful.
Yes.
Okay, we got this.
Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.